In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When I was little, when I was younger, everybody in our school were gathered up and taken from the school over to the cenotaph. Hundreds and hundreds of kids from kindergarten to grade 13 were marched down the streets of Simcoe, Ontario, and taken to the cenotaph to witness the Remembrance Day service. I remember the conversations on the way there. Oh, this is going to be boring. Why did they make us do this? What's wrong with these old people? Why do we have to go? Don't they know it's cold out here? And then there would be this. Did you see him? The guy in the wheelchair. He's only got one leg. Somebody said it was a bomb. He bent over to pick up a large branch, and it was a trap. And when he pulled it up, it blew up in his face. Did you see that woman over there? She only has one arm. They say that she got shot in the midst of a war, and they had to take the arm. Did you see that man with the funny looking face? It looks like part of it's not quite right. They say he got shot in the spine, and he's never been the same. Maybe that's why we're here at the cenotaph. Maybe that's why we're gathered together, to remember the sacrifice that people made so that we would be free. I remember hearing the trumpet and the bagpipes. I remember seeing the soldiers marching by. But it was only when I saw for myself the damage that war does that I realized that the reason we were there, the reason you're here, is to be the leaders of tomorrow, who are less concerned with your Twitter account and more concerned of intergeneration peace. Less concerned with political expediency and more concerned with reconciliation and new beginnings. Boys and girls, you are gathered here today. We're not here to waste your time, but to train you up. The adults that surround you this morning are the people that love you enough to teach you about our past so you can help us have a better future. We're not here to block the social schedule of our youth group, but because we believe in you and we know that you could be the leaders of tomorrow that make this a better world. That you can change, that when we go to the ballots, we don't select the least of the evil options, but the best candidates, women and men, that this country could offer. We believe that you, the children and the youth of this room, can learn how important it is to find resolution and better ways of working out conflict, struggle, and strife. I know it's the reason that my friends and I were taken to the cenotaph, and I believe it's the reason that you're here, because we know you could give us a better future by making better decisions for world peace. Earlier this week, somebody said, "Steve, there's a lot happening in the service. You could make your sermon really short." They're right. Amen.